美语训练班的时间到了，我是杨林，
我是 Kat。 那杨林，今天我们学点什么呢？
今天咱们要学游泳。
You should check it out. Watch.
要去租车度假。
Yes, so I need a nice car so that I look really cool.
要阻止同事们乱传闲话，还要告诉大家怎么用美语说抢手货和虚惊一场。
But first, we have to learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
out of date. Out is spelled O-U-T. Out and date, D-A-T-E, date. Out of date.
Out of date, 意思是过时的。
His contact information is out of date.
他的联络方式已经变了。
Technology companies say the 25-year-old federal internet privacy law is out of date.
高科技公司说，有关互联网隐私的联邦法律是25年前制定的，已经过时了。
The British government warned that computer lessons offered in schools are out of date.
英国政府警告说，目前学校里教授的电脑课程已经过时了。
With all the smartphones on the market, conventional cell phones seem to be out of date.
跟智能手机相比，普通手机好像有些过时了。好的，今天我们学习的词是
out of date, out of date, out of date。
现在社会日新月异，要想不 out of date 真的不容易。有时候你会突然感觉 ，Oh my gosh, my hairstyle is out of date, my phone is out of date, even what I learn at school is out of date.哎，不是我不明白，这世界变化快啊。
Oh, don't worry, Yanglin. There are things in life that can stand the test of time. If your style is classy, you'll never go out of date.
也对。而且你发现了吗 ，Kat？ 潮流总是会来回打转。拿衣服来说，现在流行的蝙蝠袖、铅笔裤，好像就是我妈妈年轻时候的潮流呢。
Exactly. So you can be really fashionable in your mom's leggings. So who would have thought of that?
对呀，这样岂不是也很省钱？穿妈妈的衣服，来个复古风。
Good idea.
好了好了，咱们继续听节目吧。
Let's listen to words and idioms.
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第950讲，我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson。
就在一个小时之前，我们办公室这里经历了一场惊心动魄。同事们都在伏案工作的时候，火警铃突然响了，大家争相下楼，议论纷纷。后来证实，其实是厨房微波炉里热的东西着火了，弄响了火警。于是大家也纷纷回到办公桌前，重新拿起手中的工作。这件小事让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
business as usual. Business is spelled B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, and usual, U-S-U-A-L. Business as usual.
大家都知道 business 是营业的意思， usual 呢是正常的。那么 business as usual 用来形容事情经过了异常之后恢复正常状态，可以翻译成一切照旧、虚惊一场。上面的例子中
，People resumed work after a small fire incident. It was business as usual.
大家在着火小插曲之后继续工作，办公室恢复正常。下面的例子讲了一对父母每天早上的大挑战，我们来听听看。
Imagine preparing breakfast for 6 kids, then getting them washed and dressed, packing their lunches, and getting them off to school. That might sound like a huge challenge, but for my wife and me, it's business as usual. It's part of our everyday routine.
这段话是说，想象一下，给六个孩子准备早餐，然后给他们洗脸、穿衣服、装饭盒，再把他们统统送到学校去。这看起来是一项巨大的挑战，但是对我妻子和我来说，这是家常便饭，这是我们每天要做的工作。
想象一下，要照料六个孩子真是不容易，不过这与经历过大灾难的人相比只是小事一桩。想想日本今年三月的大地震，不知道要经过多久这个国家才能恢复原状。
It will not be business as usual anytime soon for the Japanese people.
日本人民的生活近期内恐怕很难恢复常态。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Imagine preparing breakfast for 6 kids, then getting them washed and dressed, packing their lunches and getting them off to school. That might seem like a huge challenge, but for my wife and me, it's business as usual. It's part of our everyday routine.
我们居住的小镇是个安静的地方，平常非常惬意。不过有一次，一个名导演看中了我们的小镇，准备来这里拍摄。这一下发生了什么事情呢？我们来听听看。
Normally, my tiny town is a quiet place, but when a movie director chose it as the site for his upcoming picture, it became incredibly busy. Film stars and production crews flooded Main Street.The local restaurants served overflow crowds, shops saw increased sales, and news reporters came from all around seeking interviews. For 3 weeks, it was anything but business as usual.
这段话是说，平常我住的小镇特别安静，但是当一名电影导演选中这里拍摄之后，这里就变得忙碌无比了。电影明星和制作团队挤满了城里的主路。饭馆里的人们目不暇接，商店营业额直线上升，新闻记者也都来到这里寻找采访的机会。3个星期以来，这里什么都有，就是没有往日的宁静。
被导演看中也许是好事，这样一来可以大大提高小镇的知名度，商业餐馆也能有更好的营业额。可是对于我们这些居民来说，我们只想要 business as usual， 以往的安静生活。看来任何事都有两面性。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Normally, my tiny town is a quiet place. But when a movie director chose it as the site for his upcoming picture, it became incredibly busy. Film stars and production crews flooded Main Street. The local restaurants served overflow crowds.Shops saw increased sales, and news reporters came from all around seeking interviews. For 3 weeks, it was anything but business as usual.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 business as usual， 意思是一切照常，虚惊一场。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson。
谢谢各位的收听。Pat， 你注意到没有？新年的时候，我们都要做新年计划，不过到最后，多半都是 business as usual， 生活还是会变回老样子。
I know. Most New Year's resolutions will never be realized, and that's pretty frustrating. You know how I deal with it? I make realistic, easy-to-do resolutions.
For example?
Well, instead of making a resolution such as going to the gym every day, I have using the stairs twice a week.
你是说你给自己设定的新年目标是每周有2天要走楼梯，而不是搭电梯？
对。It's much more realistic than going to the gym every day, don't you think so?
刚一听是挺实际的，不过这要看你家住在几楼咯。如果你住在15层，每周2次爬楼梯可不太现实呢。
I never thought about that.
好了，咱们继续听节目。今天咱们在美语怎么说里要教大家说抢手货。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是一如要问的抢手货。
Hey, 一如 how's it going?
Oh, hey, Jessica. 哇，好困，好困，困死我了。
Didn't you sleep well last night?
Sleep well? 我压根就没睡。我男朋友昨天拉着我陪他去买 iPhone 4S。 可现在这最新的 iPhone 特抢手。对了 Jessica， 这种大家都想要的抢手货用美语是怎么说呢？
You can say it sells like hotcakes. Hotcakes is spelled H-O-T-C-A-K-E-S. Hotcakes. If you say something sells like hotcakes, it means it is sold quickly and in large numbers.
没错。The new iPhone 4S sold like hotcakes. 新的 iPhone 4S 绝对是抢手货。
There's actually another way of saying it. You can say, the new iPhone 4S is flying off the shelf. Shelf is spelled S-H-E-L-F. Shelf 是货架的意思。Fly off the shelf 就是说一件东西卖得特别好。
那天店员还特别告诉我们，当天晚上他们会进新货，建议我们呢半夜就去排队，这样就能保证一大早开门的时候买到最新的 iPhone 了。所以啊，我们只好大半夜搬着小椅子守在苹果店门口了。
You camped out last night.
Camp out?
Camp, C-A-M-P, 是露营的意思。 Camp out means that you stay outdoors all night in front of the store. 也可以说是露营。
没错没错，我们就好像是去露营一样，在苹果店门口待了整整一夜耶。这种事啊，只有我男朋友这种科技发烧友才干得出来。
看来你的男朋友还真是个 tech head。 Tech 是 technology 的简称， tech head 脑袋里全是 tech， 就是科技发烧友。
Totally. My boyfriend is such a tech head.
好，言归正传，说说你今天都学到了什么。
第一，形容一件东西抢手可以说 something sells like hotcakes， 或者 something is flying off the shelf。 第二，为买东西通宵露营叫 camp out。 第三，科技发烧友是 tech head。
Every Thanksgiving, there are people camping out in the cold night.
Yeah, some people are doing it to snatch up the hot deals, but others just want to be part of the Thanksgiving shopping frenzy.
没错，感恩节夜里在商店外露营排队，大概也是美国文化的一景吧。而且现在有 Cyber Monday， 网上也有好多减价超值的东西，咱们就不用排队了。
没错。Now, let's go back to the old-fashioned way of shopping. Going to a store and asking for help from an assistant.
那是要买什么呢？
I don't want to buy anything. I just want to rent a car.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目开车单元的初级课程。家住洛杉矶的 Phil 想趁周末来趟自驾游，去赌城拉斯维加斯享受一番，不过他得先租辆车。
Winnie, have you ever gone to Las Vegas?
去过一次。 Professor Bowman, 如果我是租车公司的老板，一定不会把车租给去赌城的人，因为他们可能会连车都一起输掉。
Hello, I'd like to rent a car, please.
Okay, how long do you need it for?
I just need it for the weekend.
All right, how far will you drive the car?
I'm not sure. How far away is Las Vegas?
看来 Phil 准备周末打个来回，不过租车公司的店员为什么要问 Phil 去哪儿呢？这关他什么事啊？
Sometimes, Winnie, if you drive a long distance, it will cost you more money to rent the car.
啊？在租车时，如果开得远，就要多交钱啊。那么，从洛杉矶到拉斯维加斯算不算远呢？
Well, Phil doesn't know how far he has to drive, so he asks the attendant how far away Las Vegas is.
Las Vegas is about 260 miles from here. Is that where you're going?
Yes, so I need a nice car so that I look really cool.
I see. Well, would you like a car with a sunroof?
A sunroof?That's not cool enough. I need a convertible.
So, Winnie, what kind of car does Phil want to drive to Las Vegas?
他想开一辆酷酷的车。去拉斯维加斯这种花花世界啊，当然得开辆好车咯。
Yes, and what kind of car does the rental company employee say he might like?
店员建议 Phil 租一辆有 sunroof, 天窗的车。可是他觉得这还不够酷呢。他要一辆 convertible, 敞篷车。真希望他能把我也带上。
Yes, we have a nice red convertible for an extra $40 per day.
All right, are there any other taxes or fees?
Not if you remember to fill the car with gas before you return it.
Well, this sounds like a pretty good deal.
看来啊，办酷也是有代价的。敞篷车每天的租金比普通车高出$40。不过啊，想到开着敞篷车在风中驰骋的感觉，这笔钱咬咬牙值了。
Maybe. But then you wouldn't look very cool if your hair is all messed up by the wind and all the bugs splattered on your face.
哎呦 ,Professor Bowman, 你怎么总是要破坏气氛嘛
?Okay, Winnie. So what does Phil have to do before he returns the car?
店员说啊，他在还车前要把油加满，除此以外啊，就没有其他的 taxes or fees, 税和费用了。Phil 觉得这是个 good deal, 很值。看来啊，他就打算租这辆敞篷车了。
Well, not so fast. Let's see what happens.
Actually, I have one more question. Is the car a manual or an automatic?
It's a manual. Is that all right?
No, I can only drive an automatic.
Well, I'm sorry, but all of our convertibles are manuals.
Well, Winnie, do you know what the difference between a manual and an automatic car is?
当然知道啊。Manual transmission 就是手动换挡，人工换挡。相反的 ，an automatic transmission 就是自动换挡的车。可惜啊，这里所有的敞篷车都是 manual 的，而 Phil 他只会开 automatic。
Oh no! All your convertibles are manuals. Well, do you have any other cool cars?
Not really. Our cars are economical, not cool.
Well, too bad.Maybe my friend Tom will let me borrow his convertible.
I'm sorry we couldn't help you.
Winnie, do you know what an economical car is?
Economical. E-C-O-N-O-M-I-C-A-L. 是经济实惠的意思。所以 economical car 就是经济型轿车咯。
That's right. So Phil wants to borrow his friend Tom's convertible.That will be very economical for him, and he will look cool.
这的确是个省钱又扮酷的好主意。就是不知道 Tom 愿不愿意把自己的敞篷车借给 Phil。
Well, we'll have to listen next time to find out.
Driving a convertible in Las Vegas, that's really cool.
But Tom couldn't get the convertible because he can't drive manual cars.
所以他打算去向朋友借车。其实上网查一下，肯定有别的租车公司能满足他的要求。
Wow, Yanglin, it seems like you're a really savvy online shopper.
Of course. 好了，咱们来继续听节目。上次在礼节美语中，我们说到了 office gossip。今天咱们来看看这个闲话传得怎么样了。
I sure hope they've stopped gossiping.
礼节美语。
Sally 跟同事 Lisa 和 Mary 讨论办公室里关于 Tom 的传闻，说 Tom 大搞婚外情，还被老婆发现了。Mary 觉得在办公室里议论这些不好，而且并不知道消息是否属实。她问 Lisa 小时候有没有玩过一个叫打电话的游戏，玩的人坐成一圈，把第一句话从第一个人用耳语的方式一直传下去，看看传到最后一个人会是什么样子。Lisa 说
Oh yeah, I've played that game. By the time you come to the end of the circle, the original sentence has been completely mangled.
Right. John hates chocolate cookies gets transformed into something like, James likes monkey pudding.
Okay, I get your point. What you mean is that when information gets passed around, oftentimes it becomes corrupted and incorrect, right?
Exactly.Also, I think there's a difference between office gossip and commenting on someone's private life.
Lisa 记得小时候确实玩过这个游戏，一圈人等传到最后一个人，最开始那句话就已经彻底走样了。他在这里用到的一个动词
Mangle. Mangle is spelled M-A-N-G-L-E. Mangle.
意思是被肢解，破坏得不像样子。换句话说，一件事一传十，十传百，是很难保证准确无误的。Mary 还说，她觉得大家议论办公室里发生的事情，跟讨论别人的私生活也是有差别的。
If the boss was hard on you today and you tell your colleagues about it, well, maybe that's just part of office life. But Tom's private life is no concern of ours.
But people have been gossiping since the dawn of time. It's sort of a way for people to bond.
Yeah, I understand that. But I worry about spreading personal attacks or revealing secrets about someone's private life.
Well, you might be right. For one thing, the person we're talking about isn't here to defend himself, and that's not really fair. And like you mentioned, we don't even know if the story is true.
Mary 说，如果是老板对你过于严厉，
If the boss was too hard on you,
你回来跟同事抱怨两句，这可能是办公室生活很正常的内容。不过 ，Tom 的私生活
is no concern of ours，
完全不是我们应该关心的范畴。Lisa 觉得有道理，而且被议论的对象现在也不在现场，所以没法为自己做出辩解。而且大家也并不知道传闻是否属实。Sally 说
，Those are good points. Tom is actually a really nice guy. I've worked with him for 5 years, and he's always been a good friend.
For us, if Tom is a good coworker, that's all that really matters.
All right, I'm not going to discuss this rumor any further. Let's leave it alone.
Good idea.
I think we all hope Tom and his wife can work out any troubles they might be having. Let's wish them the best.
Sally 跟 Tom 共事过五年，觉得 Tom 是个很好的人。Lisa 说，对我们来说 ，Tom 只要是个好同事就足够了，其他都不重要。Sally 保证不再去议论 Tom 的事。
Let's leave it alone.
不要再去管这些流言蜚语了。Mary 补充说，希望 Tom 夫妇两人能够
work out any troubles they might be having.
妥善解决两人之间的问题。
有句话说，谣言止于智者。看来 Mary 就是这个办公室里的智者。She knows gossiping can be counterproductive, and it has crossed the line between office life and private life.
Well, but do you think she could really stop people from talking about this alleged affair once and for all?
可能也不行。大家表面上虽然说对对对对对不议论了，可是以后说不定还是会八卦起来。我觉得啊，最好是 Tom 夫妇俩能用实际行动粉碎这些谣言。Actions speak louder than words, 对不对？
I hope so too. 那好了， let's relax and listen to American Sports English.
好，今天咱们要去学游泳。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic.We are here for American Sports English.
大家好，我是杨晨。
哎，我是 Patrick.
Okay, Patrick, are you ready for the pool?
Oh yeah, I've got my bathing suit, my goggles.
Hey, 这个帽子好可笑，是干什么用的？
This is my swim cap.
It's so ugly.
It keeps the chlorine out of my hair, and it lets me swim faster.
Well, it's ugly.
Well...Are you going to do some laps?
Laps?
Laps. L-A-P-S. You know, swimming in the lane, back and forth, a few times, for exercise.
Oh, doing laps. 就是在游泳池里一趟一趟的来回游。怪不得我上次买游泳衣，那个店员问我 Are you just doing laps? 不过 swimming laps sounds like too much work. 我还是晒太阳好了。
It's a good workout, okay?So, what style are you best at?
Ah, 我最喜欢 backstroke, 仰泳。
Ah, backstroke, B-A-C-K-S-T-R-O-K-E, isn't bad. But you should check out my butterfly stroke. Way better.
Butterfly, 蝶泳是很帅。
You should check it out. Watch.
That's a butterfly? 我看你不像个蝴蝶，倒是像个蚂蚱。
I don't look like a grasshopper.
You do.
Hey, so are you going to get in and swim, or are you just going to stand there and criticize?
Okay, okay, I'm coming in. 不过我要跳下去。
Dive in? Look, remember not to dive in the shallow end, okay?
Why not?
That's the part that is not deep enough to dive in. Do you want to hit your head?
Here I go.
我可不喜欢戴游泳帽。太难看了，无法展示我的一头秀发。
But if you swim without wearing the cap, the chlorine will do some serious damage to your hair.
那就少游会儿呗，多在岸上躺会儿，看看帅哥。
Is that the main reason you go to the swimming pool or the beach?
Bingo!
Then you definitely don't need a swimming cap. Instead, you should use the money to buy a good bikini.
That's exactly what I did! 好了，节目时间差不多了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
Bye!